702. The Car Feature.
It's 20 minutes to 3 o'clock. We're talking cars right now, and your first car, to be more precise. So what makes for a great first car? I wonder, you know, what was your criteria? Was it strictly about the pocket? What makes for a great first car? And I'd really love to hear your stories about how you found it and some of the adventures you had in it, how you managed to save up for it, and some of the lessons you learned from there. Because I think buying cars and having a car, it can be such a huge financial lesson. And not just lessons around your first car. You learn lessons along the way as you sell and buy cars. There's incredible knowledge out of that. So this afternoon, we're speaking to Kevin Derrick, the CEO of Creative Rides. He joins us now for this discussion. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very good. Lovely that you could join us talking about first cars. We're going to rely on you, of course, for some guidance, you know, just to reflect back on what our listeners have had to say, because you're on the shop floor or you've had time on the shop floor. This is your trade, you know, trading in vehicles. And a first car is often a very special car in the life of a driver. Do you remember what yours was?
Yes, I do. Funny enough, of course, I think we've all remembered what those first cars were. We had to all save money and like just do it at the time. So mine was a Beetle. It was a 1969 white Beetle. Mm-hmm. And at the time, it cost me 1,200 Rand. Now, to put into perspective, I was earning 140 Rand a month at the time. So it sounds like very cheap today. But in those days, it was also having to save and buy the car.
Yeah. You and I in the same boat, Kevin, because my first car was also a Beetle. Mine was like a turquoise. So I know it wasn't the original color. Someone along the way spray painted it to that turquoise and it was beautiful. And it was a little humble car. I remember saving for it as well. Every single cent to get that car. I think I got it for 12,000 Rand. This was in the early 2000s. Yeah, late 1990s and early 2000s. That's the car I drove. Absolutely loved it. It was so cold in winter because it had all those holes, you know, the cabin didn't quite seal properly. So you'd have wind, that icy winter wind just coming into the car. So I used to wear a scarf, a warm hat. I used to have a blanket. I know it's dangerous to have a blanket wrapped around your legs, but there was no other way. It was freezing. And do you have tales and adventures about yours?
No, look, we all have. And the wonderful thing about the first cars that we've all owned is they kind of stick in our memories. Mm. So whether they were Beetles or in the 80s, you know, the 1600 Ford Escorts, funny enough, these things are today worth quite a substantial amount of money compared to what we paid for them in the day.
Yeah.
So it's quite exciting to always have someone walk into our showroom and see something on the floor and say, wow, that was my first car. Wow, that was my dad's first car, my grandfather's car. It's really awesome to have those experiences and share them. But I mean, I'm sure all of us have got Beetle experiences. I mean, you know, if you think of winter, you only had very, very hot as a heater, nothing else. So you boil or you froze. That's just what life was at the time. But I mean, the fun that we always had as kids growing up, or, you know, young adults, with the car opportunities, always second-hand cars, no one could afford anything. And of course, many of us also got hand-me-downs. So the car that dad had, and then mom had, and then the oldest brother had, and then the second oldest brother had, and then by the time the youngest kid got it in the family, it was now really tired.
Yes.
So I'm sure we've all had those fantastic experiences.
My second car actually was a hand-me-down. My brother drove it, my mom drove it, and then by the time I got it, it was pretty tired. It's still parked at my brother's place because it's sentimental. There's just so much sentimentality around it. It was a Honda Ballard, the box one from back in the day. So hand-me-downs too. Who handed you down your car? So let's go to the lines. I've got Sean calling from Brits this afternoon. Hi, Sean.
Hi, yes. Well, I remember going to the auction with my dad to get my first car, and I so wanted a Toyota Taz, because everybody was going for those cars back then.
Yeah.
And I ended up coming home with a Honda Sonata. nobody wanted those Sonatas back then because it was the late 90s and we were going through bankruptcy.
Yeah.
But because of that, I've been a Hyundai fan practically since I've owned a car.
Wow.
So thanks to Sonata.
And it was big. Were you in your early 20s or something? It's a big car.
Yes, it had airbags, leather seats, cruise control. I was like, for Taz money, I was like, it had black leather. Black leather. It was stunning.
You're killing me when you say for Taz money, you got so much more.
Taz money, I'm not joking. And then I sold it 2 years later and I made 3,000 rand profit.
Wow. Sure. That's impressive, Sean. Did people think you're driving your dad's car? Or like you're driving
Yes, all the time. My cousins were green. So it was terrible, but awful. But I was happy.
So unexpected. Yes, yes. Thank you, Sean.
Bye.
Hyundai Sonata from an auction. Wow. And then Masingita, good afternoon.
Hi, Azza. You know, this one is funny. My first car was a Mercedes-Benz C280.
No.
2001.
Well, you should
what happened.
No. What?
You should have held on to it.
No. Yes.
Uh-huh. Listen to the story. It was in 1994.
I am. Masingita, just move slightly. You are killing us. The line is killing us. We've got to hear the story. Just move a little bit. Just move just an inch or two and let's hear that again. Yeah, let's try that.
Okay. It was 1994 Mercedes Benz, which I bought.
Let me put you back to my producer, Masingita. We've got to hear that because, I mean, a C280 in anybody's books, whether then or now, is just incredible. It's incredible. We'll put him back and hear more of that story because clearly there are lots of interesting stories when it comes to first vehicles. Next, we have Pale in Mabopane. Hi, Pale.
Hi, Zaza. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Interesting. Mm. My first car was Idombolo.
Yes, I do.
That was my first car, and I bought it for 5,000 rand.
It depends on the era. When was that?
1993.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's a hatchback, and it had that
hatchback.
The Mazda hatchback.
Nice, fuel efficient. Startup pack, you know. I drove it for a very long time, and when I changed and bought the second car, my daughter refused it to go away. She was like, "No, that's my father's car. You can't take it away."
Oh, that's so nice.
She loved that car. It was red in color, you know. I loved that car.
So where is it now? Did she keep it?
No, I had to let it go after 5 years. And I then bought my second car. But I didn't want to sell it until somebody come and persuade me and give me the actual price that I bought it in 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I had to let it go. And then that's when my daughter was actually refusing. I remember the people who came to come and collect it. I was not there. I was away with work. And she cried like nobody's business until they left it and come and collect it overnight.
Yeah.
Because it was already part of the family.
Oh, man. Pale, I remember that car so well. It was very distinct. Thank you for your story.
Thank you, Azza, and keep the good work.
Thank you. Kevin, we've heard a couple of things. We'll come back to the lines in a moment. But it is quite an emotional moment to consider and to select a car to be your first. What do you find as some of the motivations around a choice of car?
I think nowadays first cars are all about cost. How cheap is it? How does it run? Is it something that's going to get me from A to B without breaking down? But I think really it's a cost thing. So whenever someone's buying a first car, costs come into it. I, of course, because I love classics, always kind of say, wow, you should try and buy something a little classic as well, because then you'll get some interest in your value as all the time you have when you drive it.
Yeah.
So there are some real ideal cars as first cars. So like 1980s Mercedes-Benzes, for example. Not expensive, but bulletproof.
Wow.
Fantastic stuff. So older MGs, Beetles, Mini Miners, even the Minis. Wow. Imagine the fun we had in those days with Minis.
Yeah.
So there are so many things today out there. It's quite scary. Not all of us are Justin Bieber that can buy a Range Rover as his first car. And so some of us are Barack Obamas who just get a Ford Granada and then that's the first car. So it's quite awesome to see that everybody has to start somewhere. And the first cars aren't always Ferraris. You know, they're what we can afford or what mom and dad can afford.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I love what you're introducing. As you say, you can look at a more classic car because sometimes they're priced about the same range of what we would now call a starter pack. You know, one of those entry level cars, the price is coming in at around the same region, and you're likely to have an appreciating value over time with one of the classic cars, depending on how you look after it. All are they vintages or classic? For instance, like the Mercedes 450 SL, what is that?
They're classics now.
That's a classic now.
So and generally all have been well looked after.
Mm.
I mean, you can find these kind of classics almost like newbie classics. And they are reliable cars. I think that one advantage, however, has to be that certainly someone in the family, particularly if it's dad, hopefully dad can also be a little bit mechanical. Can always help.
Okay, now you're going into another terrain, the pressure.
Yeah, so if something needs a little something, you know, dad can help, you know, or Uncle Tom can help, or someone can help. But the fun of it is always, it's a first car, and no matter what it is, you'll love it.
Yeah, that's true.
I know there are times when mom has had a hand-me-down car and person in matric or standard 10 or kind of gets to a point where they're going to get the car and they never like mom's car, and suddenly that's the new car that they get handed down. Be careful what you wish for.
Yes.
So, but the fun of it is always there. I think the emotion, the love for that first car, the enjoyment that you have with that car, getting it to work, going to pick up your mates, your friends, going on your first holiday in the car, those are all experiences that will live with you for a lifetime.
Yes, or having the gear stick just come out after you've changed gears. I remember being in motion in the Beetle. I just changed gears and for some reason the gear stick came out and I quickly stuck it in and kind of moved it. Or luckily it's a simple gearbox and I just carried on. So
putting your foot on the brake when you're getting to the set of lights or robots and the car just carries on going through the lights.
Oh, no.
And you go, just pray, please, nobody hit us.
Yeah.
And off we go. So I think we all have these amazing, great first stories. So
yes.
Oh,
let's go back to Masingita in Centurion. I'm hoping we can hear you better now. Dying to hear the story of the C280.
Mine is a horror story indeed. Okay.
Oh.
As I was saying, it was a C280 1994 model, which I bought cash for 35,000 rand. I was not even planning on buying a car that day.
Mm.
I just did a job with some clients, and then they paid me. The money reflected immediately as it was reflecting. I was passing by the garage. This car was parked there, and they were selling it for 35,000 rand. Instant, it was a walk of about 2 kilometers to the taxi rank. I just went in there and bought the car.
Staring, Masingita.
Now, guess what happened? Got the car, drove it. I was staying in Sunnyside. I wanted to go show my mother, who was in Winterfeld. Got the car, drove straight to Winterfeld. Midway, just after I passed Wonder Park, the steel mattress started overheating.
Ooh.
Opened the boot, did not know what was happening. Went to the nearest place, got a bottle of water, poured without knowing. Guess what? I killed the car.
Yes.
Before it even got to my mother's place, 35,000 rand was gone.
Yo. So dramatic. How dramatic.
From there, it had to be told. Guess how much I was paid by the person who took it? 7,800 rand.
Out of pocket, an extra 7,800
rand. Exactly. And then I was carless for the next 6 months.
And then what did you do? Did you sell it? Did you manage to fix it?
I sold it for 7,800. I mean, the guy who took it offered me 7,800. He said he could not do anything. No! Offered me 7,800. That's it. And for 6 months, and from that point onwards, you won't believe, as I started driving Subarus, I'm driving a Subaru even now.
Yeah.
I have a lifelong marriage with Subarus. They never give me problems whatsoever. I drove every make, every model, every offering Subaru has, I own. I've got two parked at home now. I'm driving one now.
Masingita, over and above that, the lesson is to not be so spontaneous, man. And stop being such a spur of the moment kind of person.
Hey, you know what? That's dramatic. My wife was so angry.
Of course.
I slept on at the couch for like 3 weeks because she was so angry. I wasted money like nobody did.
She
did not even get to see the car, by the way.
Oh.
She does not know what it looks like.
No, you are my hero today. You are my hero today. Talk about spontaneity. Buy now, go show my mother. Everything, just spur of the moment. Thank you for the call.
Sure, thanks. Sure.
How do you forget that car? Can never. Hi, Lucas. Good afternoon. Lucas?
Hi.
Yes, tell us about your first car.
My first car was a Datsun SSS.
I remember 160. That. Yeah.
And the price, even my daughter said, I know, Papa, why I come? 250 rands. 250.
Yo.
A very beautiful car.
Aye, how long did it run for, Lucas, is the question, for 250?
It ran for quite some time because I drove it for almost 2 years. Then I started to buy my first HP car, higher purchase car from that time on.
Yes.
But now the car, I sold it to a driving school guy who had that car for ages. Each time I passed there, I would... because he was also having it very clean.
He fixed it. I'm looking at them now. I've had to Google it. They look like they could easily end up being a good vintage, like a nice vintage.
They're
the round lights.
Yeah, the round lights, yeah.
Ah,
that was a beauty.
Wow. Lucas, thank you for light your story. Light as well.
Keep well by.
Thank you. I'm sure you know this, Kevin, the car that he's talking about. It looks like it could easily end up on your lot.
It most definitely. In fact, just to talk about these Datsuns, the triple S's are highly collectible at this point in time, and they are relatively valuable for what car they are. So, I mean, wow, let us know where that is, Lucas. We want to get there, find them.
Yes.
Because there's a following, like you cannot believe, for these older Datsuns, the 120Ys, these little 1600 triple S's. And, of course, don't forget that these older cars, a lot of them, are like the older Minis, 60s, and you know when. And then, of course, like these little Datsuns, good example, they used to race. So they've got some racing heritage to them. So, of course, collectors all over the world have got a love for certain things, but without a doubt, Lucas, best car ever is the first car. Wow.
No, I think I'm going to advise the young people that I know to take Kevin's advice and to consider a classic car above a vintage car, maybe like the Datsun, maybe like a Mercedes 450 SL, for instance. Consider that, because pricing-wise, you're likely to end up either making a saving and getting a really solid car if you do your research, or get something really classic that just might outperform the price you paid it at, you got it for initially. Thank you so much to Kevin Derrick, and he's the CEO of Creative Rides. You can check out their website, as they've got so much on the go as well, creativerides.co.za.